Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of the saying Vayichulu on Friday night. And as we mentioned, we say it three times. We say it during the silent Amida of Maariv. And then, immediately thereafter, the Tzibur says it together. And then, the third time is when we go home and say Kiddush. So our question today is as follows. If somebody is davening b'yachidus, he's in a place that he doesn't have a minion, can't get to shul for whatever reason, does he say Vayichulu that second time after he finishes his Amida, or does he skip that and only say the first and third time? So that's question number one. Question number two, related question, somebody who has a longer Shmona Esrei and the minion he is in already said Vayichulu that second time, what does he do as well? So the tour says as follows, as we mentioned, that the concept of saying Vayichulu, we say it standing, we say it out loud. This is the second Vayichulu that the Tzibur says together. This is an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and the Pasuk says, Va'amdu Shnei HaAnashim, when it comes to discussing Eidus, testimony of two witnesses, they stand, and the drush is as follows, that they have to give Eidus together, standing up. And accordingly, the Torah says, V'lachein tzarech shi'amdu v'yomru, also biyacha, that we have to say, Vayichulu in shul, standing and together. So the question is, what does that mean, biyacha, together? How many people do you need? So the Taz brings this Torah, and he says as follows, Nira diyachid amispala. It appears to me, says the Taz, that if you have an individual who is davening by himself, ein chozer, lomar vayichulu, he does not repeat vayichulu that second time after his amida. The amida is the first time, dein edus liyachid. We do not have this concept of giving testimony as an individual, one person. So somebody who davens biyachidus, not in a minion, would not say the second vayichulu. The Eida Shlema Ba'inan Laha'ila HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need an Eida Shlema, a whole Eida, a congregation together to say the Vayichulu, because it's giving Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And what does that mean? The Hainu Asara. You need 10 people based on this Taz to say Vayichulu. Vim Yirtze Yachi La'omra. If indeed you have an individual who wants to say that second Vayichulu, and he daven by Yechidus, and he doesn't have other people to say it with, the Taz says, Lo Yiskavin the Shem Eidus. He can say it, but when he says it, don't have in mind that he's giving testimony, Ella Kekora B'Torah, but rather he should say it as if he is reading Psukim in the Torah. Accordingly, we see the view of the Taz, that to say Vayichulu, apparently 10 people are required, and certainly if you have one individual, he would not give Eidus, he can still say Vayichulu, but he should say it as if he is saying regular poskim. So the view of the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. He follows up on that Torah and says, on that Taz, and says, V'tov lomar osa b'yachad b'tzibur. We should indeed, the second time that we say Vayichulu, we should say it together as a tzibur, te'eda shalema ba'inan l'hayila kodesh baruch hu. That is the language of the Taz, that we need an Eida Shalema, whole congregation, to give Eidus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we saw in the Taz, that was 10. And nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Val kol panim yu b'shnayim. A minimum should be 2 people saying the Eidus of Vayichulu together. So far where we are is that we had the Torah tell us that the second Vayichulu said biyachad, said together. The Taz explained that as 10 people. Mishnah Berurah says that would be the ideal, and Eidus Shlema, everyone saying it together, but at a minimum 2 people would be required. Nonetheless, he continues, viyachad amispalal, if you have an individual, one person is davening biyachidus, so he doesn't even have a second person to partner with and to give that Eidus. He brings an opinion that you would not repeat the Vayichulu because there is no Eidus given by an individual that we saw indeed in the Taz. And then he continues, V'yesh Omer, there's also an opinion that a Yachid Yachol Omer can say the Vayichulu of Al Ein Tzarech Amida, but he doesn't have to stand because it's really not Eidus. So there we have it. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us ideal would be an Eida Shlema, the whole Tzibur together. We saw the Taz said that's 10 people. If you don't have that, a minimum of two. How about if you don't have that either, you're just biyachidu, so the Mishnah Brewer brings, there's an opinion that says that a yachid does not say it. There's another opinion that says that a yachid can indeed say it. But the Biror Halacha continues as follows. The lechatchila tov ba'asara, the lechatchila is that it should be with 10 people saying the Ve'yichulu together. Accordingly, he says something fascinating. He says, umitam ze, because of this, the importance of saying it together with the tzibur, hamispalo balacha, somebody who's davening, the Amida of Mariv, Friday night, yemacher l'sayim tefillah, so should expedite the saying of Ishmona Ezra, of his Amida, kidei shiyomar Ve'yichulu im ha'akal, in order for him to enable himself to say the Ve'yichulu together with the tzibur. So the Biur Halacha is going with the Taz, at least on a lechatchila basis, best is with 10, and you should even expedite your Amida in order to be able to say the Ve'yichulu with the rest of the tzibur. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Brura. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish, and there are others as well that disagree with all this concept of saying the second Vayechulu as Eidus. The Chazon Ish was of the view, She'ein Sarech Bar Miras Vayechulu Lo Kol Ram V'lo Me'umad, that when it comes to the second Vayechulu, you do not have to say it out loud as if giving Eidus. It doesn't have to be said standing as if given Eidus. And he says, the Lo Matzidus Ar Baposkim. We didn't say the Poskim. The Poskim don't discuss this. The ein lehader archar shnayim, and you should not. Sounds like it's problematic to try to find somebody else to give edus. To lo matzira b'poskim hidur shel shnayim. We don't see in the poskim discussing that there's a hider of saying the vayichulu by yourself. Say it with another person. Say it by yourself. Say it by yichidus. Because we see here the three aspects of edus that we've discussed in the past of saying the vayichulu, the second vayichulu, standing up, saying it out loud, and saying it at least with another person, 10 people, 2 people, as edus together. The Chazon Ish does not indeed hold by that. So nonetheless, we'll just add on that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Kach HaChaim say, "Demikol makom af hayachid yomer v'yechulu me'umad," even if we're saying that it's not edus, and even if we're saying not to say it standing up, etc., that doesn't mean don't say the second Vayechulu. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Kaf HaChaim are saying even a Yachid should indeed say Vayechulu, and they are of the view that it should be said standing as well. So there we have it. Bottom line, the majority of people are of the view, like the Mishnah Brura, that Vayechulu should be said as Edus. And that means saying it with the tzibur, if not with the tzibur, saying it with one other person. So somebody who is either daven by yechidus, try to find somebody else, or somebody who daven in the tzibur and had a longer Shemoneh Esrei, so had a longer Amida Friday night, should try to find somebody to say the Vayechulu with as Eidus. But nonetheless, we have to remember that there certainly is the view of the Chazon Ish and some others that it is not at all necessary, and indeed should not be done. The Chazon Ish tells us, V'yesh lachus de mechse kemamid edim al masa berish, we're concerned. It looks like we are putting edim, we are testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Who needs to testify as to something as obvious as that, that we don't require testimony for, and we shouldn't give testimony on? That is such an obvious thing. So we have different minhagim on this, and each person should follow his own minhag when it comes to the second vayichulu that is or is not said, b'yichidus, with or without somebody else. Have a wonderful day.